This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm Al Jones, your host. Coming up, we've got a great political activist who's been jailed herself for exposing Islamic pedo rings that have been convicted. Don't forget, Tommy Robinson has now been in prison for like a month for covering a child grooming kidnapping ring where they convicted a bunch of Muslims. They were given lighter sentences for grooming and raping little girls and selling them into sex slavery than he was given. Yeah, that's what runs the British aristocracy, is a bunch of dirty pedophiles. In fact, pull up all the royal family that got caught at Epstein's house. There's even photos of it. I want to get to that next segment. And we'll get back into 5G and all of it. But I was saying during the break, what was I saying during the break? Because I had two meetings during that two-minute break. And I don't normally, it'll pop back in my head in a moment, but the dude was in here showing me all these stacks of news of new convicted pedophile drag queens running drag queen story time, and then had somebody else in my ear. And I said, when I come back, I'm going to hit this. Can anybody remember? Because that's, now I know Joe Rogan's at 6 after. I know that, but that's, I'm not mad everybody comes in and talks to me during the breaks, but I just have to write notes constantly then, because the listeners all know what I said I was going to hit. They're robbing our attention span. Smart meters, thank you. That's, oh, it's the folder right in front of me. Look at that right there. That is a graphic on the wall of an MRI. They've added a phone onto the graphic of what an average cell phone microwave transmitter receiver does when it's up against your head. And again, it raises the overall brain temperature 1 degree while it's happening, but they can also turn on a high-powered function with it and have it scan your house by its waves it sends out that bounce back. And they can also, between cell phones, bounce it between cell towers and get a complete 360 view of everything happening in real time. What was the Batman movie that came out, the one before last? And it's where he's going to beat the Joker. And they go, they said, we have this technology, but it's Big Brother. And they said, we'll only use it this once. Morgan Freeman was in it. And they used the technology to access everyone's cell phones and have them broadcast on high power. And it creates a map of everything going on so they can hear and see where the Joker and the hostages are. That's actually real. And an hour ago, I pulled up MIT Quarterly showing how cell phones and Kinect and all these other systems in your house aren't just receiver transmitters, they can blurp technology. That's what they actually call it. And it just goes and shoots out in all directions. That then has a receiver, when it bounces back, that reads everything in live time. And it creates a hologram of your house. And you know, it listens to you and it watches you, and that's all, I'll admit it. So that's what I'm getting at. So smart meters, here's some articles on that. Yeah, there's the scene. You guys found it in Batman. It's all them just getting us ready for it. All them just preparing it. You know, we're live now, but in post, at the end of this segment, let's just throw that on so folks in post can see it. Live radio listeners can go find it. In fact, what did you search to find that? Great job, crew. I don't know how they did that in 1 minute, because we're not pre-planning this. I'm just wandering around. Dark Knight cell surveillance trim. There you go. So, federal program wants you to cut your thermostat to 82 while you sleep. Well, here it is from years ago. Smart meters enforcement of mandatory water restrictions is only just the beginning. Infowars.com from 2015, and we show all the statements how they plan to control the thermostat inside your house. And I've got articles from 15 years ago. Why stop smart meters? Another big article on that from stopstartmeters.org. Yes, smart meters do enable utilities to remotely control your appliances. Maryland News. Public health warning. I've got a whole stack right here of articles. Smart metering, utilities net linked to your home's thermostat. How they plan to take control of your thermostat. That's from 6 years ago. it just goes on and on and on how they admit the whole thing. It's called the Total Panopticonic Surveillance Control Grid for Social Engineering to Build a Post-Human World.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
I've known Alex for like more than 20 years. I've hung out with that guy. We've been hammered together so many times. That is the most misunderstood guy on the planet. He was right about all this Jeffrey Epstein. That is a f***ing fact. Alex Jones called this years ago.
For years, Jones has been spreading conspiracy theories.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist,
radio host and conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones supported President Trump, but also peddled and promoted sick conspiracy theories.
It's really hard for me to understand how anyone can be so sick in the head.
Alex Jones, my God, Mika, and just...
Yeah. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones has been behind several right-wing conspiracy theories.
Right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Radio host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
The captain of America's conspiracy theory mothership. Alex Jones.
Jones espouses a litany of conspiracy theories, although he thinks that term belittles his reporting.
The government's poisoning the water?
Absolutely. I have all these other government documents where the government proposes and government think tanks propose it's poisoning the water to dumb down the population, make them more easily manageable.
Oh dear, the fluoride didn't work on this one. He's fighting back against my takeover. Hurry, chemtrail him immediately. I've noticed what they attack me with on mainstream news. Jones claims your cell phones are killing you. Jones claims there's chemicals in the water that are lowering your fertility and confusing your sexuality. Jones says there's black helicopters. Jones says there's a world government. Jones says the EU is unelected. It is. On and on and on. And everything we're saying is out in the open.
Kelly Prime's son Kyle was just 10 years old when he was diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2016. 5 months later, Kyle's friend and classmate, Mason Ferulli, developed brain cancer. Two more kids at the school were diagnosed this year. The moms believe the recent increase in cancer cases could be caused by radiation from radio frequency or RF waves coming from this cell tower located on the elementary school campus.
So think about how the LA Times and even Wired Magazine will admit there are thousands of studies that prove that wireless radiation, as it's intensified in its strength the last 30 years, and how many places it's emanating from, and especially the microwave millimeter waves. Cell phones operate as microwave transmitters and receivers, transceivers. Now, what's a microwave do? It vibrates water, vibrates molecules. And 5G is an even more powerful form of microwave that even rattles it faster. That's what causes the heat, the friction of the molecules, and burns oxygen and carbon dioxide. You heard me right. 5G burns the atmosphere.
Epstein pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution in Florida in 2008 as part of a controversial deal. In a civil case against the government about that deal, one accuser says she took part in an orgy on Epstein's private island in 2002 with approximately eight other young girls who appeared to be under the age of 18. What may have happened here?
Just because some people want to restrict views doesn't mean they have a right to do it. And see, once that happens, now you can shut down the details of Bill Clinton's best buddy and the pedophile island that we've been exposing.
Prison guards working when Epstein apparently died by suicide may have falsified reports to make it look like they were checking in on Epstein when they were in fact not.
I am now more suspicious than ever that this could be a homicide.
People won't listen to me because I got too much data. Can you imagine what this is like?
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago, he was saying that they take a lot of famous people to this island and they have all these young girls that this guy hooks them up with. He was talking about this years ago. Now it is mainstream news.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. And we have a special guest joining us that ties into all of this. She's been found guilty of thought crime in England. Now she just was found guilty of thought crime, I'm told, in Ireland. Jada Franson is a very well-spoken, awesome person. She's headed up one of the largest nationalist groups in the UK. She's also obviously friends with Tommy Robinson, who's been in prison for covering a child kidnapping ring that was convicted. So instead of being carried through the streets of England on people's shoulders, he's in prison again for the third time. But you read the Bible and you see what happened to all the saints. That's what happened to them. Christ says, if you love me, the world will hate you. Jada Franson is a British political activist and devout Christian. She practiced and studied law for many years prior to moving into political activism. And she was incarcerated last year for exposing four Muslims who gang raped a child. She served 9 months in jail in England, 6 weeks to which was in solitary confinement. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah. People that made, remember last week? Let's pull that up. The guy, it was a black guy. He had goofy looking hair. Mad scientist. He committed a horrible crime. They had a wanted poster out for him. And they had another poster of him. And they said, if you make fun of it, we'll arrest you. So they're just always pushing the envelope, these fascists that call themselves liberal. Earlier this year, Jada was found guilty of multiple counts of hate speech for anti-terror speech she gave in Northern Ireland and is set to appeal her convictions on September 2nd. That's why she's in Ireland right now. In 2017, for being retweeted three times by President Donald Trump, Jada was accused of causing a breakdown in the relationship between number 10 and the White House by MSM and was subsequently purged from Twitter. But you can still find her at Jada Franson. Online. Celebrate these independent URLs like GrudgeReport.com and DailyCaller.com and GatewayPundit.com and NewsWars.com and the great thing that Carpe Diem started, MemeWar.com, because we're going back to the decentralization. I wish I would have listened to Drudge more. We listen some more than others. That's why we're still here. And the listeners understand that. So Jada Franson, online, people should check that out. Jada, great to have you on. I think you've been on the shows before, but I followed your work so long, it all blends together. But good to have you here with us. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, hi, Alex. It's good to be on. I really don't know. I mean, I think there's just been so much going on since we were last in contact, and I think you and I are probably experiencing some of the same difficulties, you know, the censorship, being absolutely demonized and dehumanized by the state, the police state that we live in. It's absolutely chronic.
I mean, Tommy is rotting in a dangerous prison, one of the worst high-security prisons in the world right now. He's rotting in it for exposing pedophiles and getting them convicted. I mean, the pedophile problem itself, I mean, you got put in prison for it. Tell people briefly about that.
Yeah, so last year I was incarcerated for 9 months. So basically just write the whole year off because I dared to go and expose a gang of Muslim rapists. A child went into a takeaway store, asked for directions. Instead of giving her directions, they kidnapped her and they raped her four times each. These men are now in jail. They're serving 14 years each. But because I went and notified the neighbours that these men were on bail, I was put in jail. They accused me, first of all, of incitement, and then they said that the charges were causing these rapists harassment, alarm, and distress by notifying the neighbours that they were still operating the takeaway shop, that this child had been kidnapped and gang raped. Exactly. It's almost like the blueprint of Tommy Robinson's case. Exposed gang rapist gets put in jail.
Well, I was about to say, that's one of the reasons he's in prison for contempt. We put the video many times politely saying, you've been convicted, how do you feel? They tell him, screw your mother, you were born out your mother's ass. All these horrible things I won't repeat. That was some of the lighter stuff. And he just asked them politely, so he goes to jail for, what is it now, 9 months or something. I mean, just like you got.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, fortunately, Tommy got 9 months. He'll only have to serve approximately 10 weeks, so he will be out next month. So, but, you know...
By the way, any word on how he's doing? Because I've got his cell phones and stuff, but his family is not in any of this. I apologize. Finish your point. When we come back, I'll ask if you have any word on Tommy.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, as you quite rightly pointed out, Tommy is being held in the most dangerous prison in the UK. Now, this seems to be a strategy of the state, because they put me in a Cat A prison, which is full of Islamic terrorists, one of whom was serving 15 years for plotting to cut my head off, along with Katie Hopkins. She was actually
They're trying to give you a death sentence because, I'm just saying, I mean, women like you is what's going to save the world. I'm not hitting on you, I'm married, but it's so sexy. I mean, you know, what you've done for your country and humanity. It's just, if we had women like you and men like you, we would not be in this problem. And people like Tommy, I just admire you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good. all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
She's got tons of these videos on her website of Islamists viciously attacking Brits when they try to say we're not going under Sharia law, we're tired of the child grooming gangs. Under Islam, because it's medieval, most of these countries run sex dungeons. They have slavery where women are still sold. I mean, I could pull up Business Insider, Reuters, Al Jazeera showing women and children being sold as slaves in at least six countries right now. But I'm digressing. She's a very well-spoken lady. She's amazing. Jada Franson, jadafranson.online. Everybody bookmark it and share it. And there's so many of these heroes. I wanted her on like a year ago, but I guess she was in jail, so I couldn't get her. I'm like, get her on. She's amazing. Oh, she's in jail. But she's here now, and you've just been convicted again in Ireland, I'm told. You're appealing that. But just recap what it's like over there, because I have family that goes to England quite often. I've been there four or five times, I guess more than that. But London's a no-go zone, and now it's even mainstream news that much of Europe's a no-go zone, and that even if black rappers go in there, Islamists attack them. I mean, because they understand tribalism. They understand taking over. That's what Islam has done in 1,400 years. It took over half the world already.
Yeah, London is... London's completely gone. London's my hometown, right? So, and I have to say, you hit the nail on the head there. It used to be the case. I remember when Donald Trump said about no-go zones and the whole world went mad and said he's making it up and he's lying and he's evil. But the fact of the matter is there are fewer safe zones. There are far more no-go zones, particularly on the mainland of the UK, so England, than there are where you find indigenous Brits that can walk freely. And like you say, it doesn't matter whether it's a white Christian or a black rapper. You have to respect the fact that you are in a Sharia-controlled zone. And that means, you know, they're carrying out Sharia patrols on the streets of our country. And why not? You know, the state are allowing them to. This is far bigger than just a few Muslims getting carried away. This has been orchestrated and aided and abetted by the state. So what do you do when you've got a government that wants to silence those who are trying to tell the truth and expose the truth? My biggest crime was exposing everything that you just watched there, which was the fact that you're attacked for being Christian, that's the fact that there are no-go zones. That's Berry Park in Luton, which is Tommy Robinson's hometown.
We're going to play the audio of the next segment, but it's just incredible. Trying to walk down the street with a cross, they're playing call to prayer. There's Islamic stuff everywhere. The sight of a cross, it's like vampires going crazy when they see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like
being faced with Satan himself. You can see the reaction of these people, and it's all there in the scriptures, you know, that I've studied the Quran because I think you need to know your enemy. And it quite clearly states that the most offensive name to Allah on the Day of Judgment will be the one who calls himself the King of Kings. If you are for Christ and you come up against these people, you will see a level of barbarism and evil that I have to say no longer shocks me. I think I'm immune to it, but it certainly shocks me when I started this journey of political activism.
What triggered you to get involved? Tell us about yourself.
I studied and practiced law for years, right? And I did so in London. So whilst doing so, the 7/7 bombings happened. And I remember everybody in London would drive like 3 car lengths behind a bus just in case it blew up after that attack. And so I got to thinking, well, what's motivating these people? We'd already had 9/11. I was a child when that happened. But, you know, I like to look into people's motives for these kind of heinous acts. And so then I went from... I had my own business after I left law, and I went from just running a successful business to shutting the whole thing down and completely dedicating my life to political activism. Because I tell you what, the key trigger moment for me was coming home, turning the TV on, and seeing Lee Rigby's killer with an axe, a meat cleaver in his hand, after he just decapitated one of our Queen soldiers on the streets of our capital. For me, anyone who then didn't go out and buy a Quran or read it online for free, after he said he was doing what Allah told him to do, I'm sorry, but ignorance isn't bliss.
And now it's only gotten worse. Mild criticism of Islam, you get arrested. Speaker's Corner, there for hundreds of years, any speech is allowed but criticism of Islam. And I've seen the videos. The Islamic preachers have TV shows on broadcast TV saying, kill, we're going to overthrow England, we're going to take their women, we're going to murder the police. That's allowed. It's just, why is the British government so in love with Islam?
I really don't know. I mean, I can't answer that. The appeasement is so overwhelming. It's a complete two-tier system. Like, the indigenous Brits are second-class citizens. We are second-class citizens, and we know it and they know it. So they know that they can push the boundaries. Well, we have a mosque on every corner, in every town, in every city. We have Sharia courts. We have a parallel legal system in the UK that Muslims can lean on. So Muslims have their own legal system, which means that women are being violently abused by their husbands, and the CPS, the Crown Prosecution Service, are being told by these Sharia councils, leave this to us, we will deal with it our way, which is basically to penalize the woman after she's been beaten by her husband.
And by the way, I've got to apologize to Glenn Beck here, because Glenn got jealous of me and attacked me and said a lot of lies and things, but whatever. I would hear Glenn Beck talking about Sharia law, now it was coming, and no-go zones 15 years ago in the caliphate, and I thought, there's no way that's really going on, and it wasn't until about 5 years later I found out it was true. And it's just, yeah. It's because it's so crazy to hear all this and then to actually see Western governments doing it, but it's because they've committed themselves to evil and an anti-Christian project. Why do you think the global system, the global corporations, are so against Christianity?
Because I think it's been a well-orchestrated plan. You know, I would actually say that I think initially there were certain plans that were in place, and they were run by institutions that now have pretty much folded, and what we're left with now is a dangerous elite who are very much on the left. But I don't actually think that they've got a great master plan apart from just the destruction of the West. I mean, they see the kind of the indigenous Brit, the white West, as completely evil. They would like to, I mean, we see this in the States as well. I've seen some of the lunacy that goes on over across the pond that you guys are having to listen to. You know, it's all about reparations. It's all about, you know, create divide and rule. And that's the government's ultimate plan, and they're succeeding very well. They formed these ghettos. They are aiding and abetting the whole situation on the mainland. And it's ultimately to destroy the family, destroy Christianity, and I mean, it's only going to lead to civil unrest, I hate to say it.
That's what I was going to ask next. What does it lead to with our guest, Jaden Franson, jadenfranson.online. I'm Alex Jones with newswars.com. Please spread that link. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson predicted
over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're broadcasting worldwide. Infowars.com and Newswars.com, again, are the sites. We're talking to Jada Franson, who has been a political prisoner, an activist, just exposing the fact that 1,400 years ago, Islam started right in the middle of what Saudi Arabia today. Within 100 years, it had already pushed out its borders thousands of miles in every direction, and it took 400 years of Europe almost being taken over before they fought back. And it took them 500 years to even retake Spain. 500 years. Millions dead. Millions over the years. 140 plus million Hindus killed by Muslims. India used to be almost triple the size it is. Went all the way to Iran. Was Pakistan. Was Kashmir. Was part of China. Not anymore. Because they push, they expand, and they believe they have a right to rule the world. And the system is coming in and pushing for a total takeover. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go back to our guest here in a moment. We have a new product line in that I'm extremely excited about. Everybody knows that Super Silver is the strongest over-the-counter, FDA-approved over-the-counter sale silver there is. It's used in medical clinics. It's used in hospitals. It's for wounds. A little pea-sized amount of it is like a shield on your skin. It's amazing. But because of all the approval and all the things that happen, it's $40 in stores. We sell it for $29.95. There's a bunch of costs in getting it approved and all the rest of it. But I said, everybody says we should put out a high-quality skin cream. I said, why don't we put the silver in that, but not just get it approved for over-the-counter sale, just so you can have it stores and say FDA approved. Well, that's what we got them to do, the same big company. Super Silver, skincare, InfoWars Life, call it a supplement if you want. And I'm really, 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 really excited about it. We have it in Total Natural and also Natural, but with grapefruit. And it's got a lot of incredible things in it. We have it in the big tubes, and we also have it in the small tubes. And it's $7 and $14, depending on the tube size. And this is something that's just incredible. If you go over all the different ingredients that are in it, it's got coconut oil, vitamin E, it's got the silver salt, patented technology. It's got the hyaluronic acid. Independent studies have proven that silver salt technology in Super Silver skin cream at just 20 ppm silver is up to 10 times more effective than similar products containing up to 3,000 ppm silver because of the way that it's silver salt, the way it's nano, the way it's isolated, the way it's the best stuff out there. So be sure and get yours today. Experience it for your face, your hands, your body. No reviews yet, but you read the reviews for Super Silver, which is just the pure silver in its stasis form. It's 100% reviews at InfoWars Life and InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to Jada Franson. You've got the floor. You've got some of the clips they've got. You can call for those clips. Radio listeners have heard the audio, but we've been also playing videos over you of just you being attacked for having a cross and walking through the Islamic areas because this isn't England anymore. They plant the flag. They know their power. They're unified, and they almost have taken the planet over. So, and they know they've got the British government, so there's a real, like you said, a real arrogance here.
Yeah, and you know what? The whole crux of the matter is it's not even them that's the danger. It's not them that's the most dangerous component in the whole mixture. It's the state. It's the government. Because what we have, you know, if it weren't for the government bringing these people in, they wouldn't be taking these liberties. It's as simple as that. If you don't invite all of these people into your home, then they don't come in and put your slippers on and get in your bed. This is the British government's fault through and through. And now what we're looking at is anybody who has dared to raise their head over the parapet and say, hold on a minute, this is not right. 1 million children in England have been groomed and raped by Muslim men. That's not normal. Sharia courts with a parallel legal system, not normal. Mosques on every corner preaching about beheading the disbelievers, that's not normal. So there's a few of us in England that have dared to raise our heads up and say, we're going to speak out about this. Myself being one and Tommy Robinson being another, and he's currently serving time in jail. I'm facing another 2 years on the 2nd of September. We've been removed from every social media platform. Mark Zuckerberg put a statement out in April stating that I'm banned for life from Facebook after I lost 3 million followers. I'm banned for life under his dangerous individuals policy. And, you know, these people can make these statements. They're not held accountable. I've had Theresa May in the Commons calling me a bigot, spreading lies. They can say what they like. They're not. There's no one to answer to. It's absolutely, it is a police state over here. You know, that's it. We've got to accept that, or we need a revolution. And I just don't know what more it will take for people to do something.
I want to play the video now and have you describe it first, where you've been found guilty of hate speech in Northern Ireland and why you're there now. Describe what's happened there.
So I came to Northern Ireland to give a speech at an anti-terror rally, right? So you'd think that would be pretty safe. But no, because I basically quoted the Quran. I quoted the Quran in that it says that Muslims are obliged to kill non-Muslims. It's not an option. It's mandatory. It's obligatory. Jihad is the most talked about concept in the Quran. And I stated what the Quran says. I was arrested in England. I was driven to Liverpool, taken from London, taken on a ferry overnight to Belfast, where they arrested me. The charge sheet said that I gave a speech that was anti-Islamic in nature. Right? And I've just been convicted on approximately 10 counts of hate speech. Now, I'm sorry, but for me, that's blasphemy law. I don't know whether I'm absolutely losing my mind here. But if I gave a speech that was anti-Islamic in nature in Pakistan, maybe I could expect to be arrested. This is the United Kingdom. And Northern Ireland really is the last stronghold of Britain. So if they're doing that here, the UK is gone.
You know, I'm sitting here in late 2019. I look at that BBC headline. Can we put that back up, please? And this is the so-called left, the liberals, the West. Jada Franson sentenced over Belfast Islam speech. So it's Tommy Robinson for exposing a pedophile ring that was convicted and just asking him questions as they walked in nicely. And then it's you for giving a speech about how under Islam they call for jihad and a takeover. You know, it was Obama years ago that said, oh, none of these Al-Qaeda or ISIS attacks are Islam. Don't say it's Islam. So the media wouldn't say it's Islam. So let's put that back up full screen. I want this to sink in, folks. Jada Franson sentenced over Belfast Islam speech. In fact, print that for me, guys. And think about that. In the supposed place, the birthplace of the Magna Carta, a woman, a legal scholar, a political activist, she goes and gives a speech about the danger of expansionist Islam, how it takes over your government, how it takes your speech, and how then it promotes terrorism and no-go zones and Sharia law. And for telling the truth, she's arrested. Even if it was a lie under free speech, she has that right. So when we come back, we're going to play that clip. It's just incredible. And then Tommy Robinson asked for asylum here from Trump. And, you know, we weren't able to get that through to President Trump, and he didn't respond. And it's just so scary, folks. Is there anywhere to run? I mean, even if you want to run, there's nowhere to run. There's 1.8 billion Islamicists. They're taking over. They're murdering. They're killing.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Saw it in life that was good and evil, but I didn't get it. People that turn over to evil lose their independence. They lose their discernment. They lose their souls. They join with Sauron. They join with the devil. They turn their will over to it. They become slaves of it. They have power, but the power is not theirs. You know, the greatest victim of Islam is Islam. If you look at a map of Islam, it controls more than half the world. 1.8 billion Muslims right now, and powerful corporations allied with them, moving against the planet, And yeah, a lot of Muslims just want to have a life and are nice people, but they're not the leadership. And it's Muslims that are more bullied and controlled than I say any other group. Jada Franson, political prisoner, we're going to play a clip here in a moment. You've been convicted again of thought crime. If you lose your appeal in the, were you convicted in Northern Ireland or in Ireland in general, how much prison time are you facing?
Ireland, and this time I'm looking at 2 years if I'm convicted and imprisoned. I did 9 months last year in England. So now this would be served in Northern Ireland.
So are they expecting a backlash to this or anything? Would the BBC licking its lips that you're convicted of giving a speech? I mean, don't they know that the optics of this, the West supposedly honored free speech?
Oh, look, they absolutely love it. I mean, the BBC, the BBC is a public-funded corporation. We pay taxpayers, taxpayers pay for it, right, through a license fee. I've told people for years, boycott that license. They peddle just the most disgusting lies, the narrative, and it's not just that. They also peddle a narrative that is actively promoting the erosion of Christian and British traditions and heritage. Anything that is required to sustain a nation and its people, they erode, and they promote the complete opposite of what British values are. So they promote abortion, they're really going to town on this LGBTQ agenda. And so, of course, anybody who's a free speaker, a free thinker, they absolutely rejoice when they see the likes of myself incarcerated. So I'm sure they never miss any of my show days. I'm sure they'll be there for this one to cover it as well.
I mean, I'll say what they're doing here is still terrible, but it's not 9 months in prison like you spent or Tommy has had to go through. But still, they're arguing, your lawyers argue, it's freedom of expression, plus it's true, and they literally say to hell with the freedom of expression. I mean, let me tell you, I know this is all EU-type law, but the people of Ireland, I know they're angry in Scotland and particularly England. What is the sense of the people? Because I have friends and family that go to England a lot. I talk to folks over there, and they say people are madder than ever, and they're really waking up. Is that accurate, or is that pie in the sky?
Yeah, no, do you know what? I'm pleased to say that we seem to be getting somewhere. I spent the last 6 years of activism just basically raising awareness. And so through that, through my activities, it did raise awareness to the point where I was retweeted by President Donald Trump. Now, that caused mass hysteria over here. I mean, I switched the TV on that morning. I was on every single news station across the world. My face was everywhere. And I was being called worse than evil by Sadiq Khan, Theresa May, you know, everybody in the House of
Commons. And all you did was show Muslims around the world destroying Christian churches and their own videos they posted.
And throwing homosexuals off the roof, smashing up statues of the Virgin Mary. I mean, I didn't create these videos. They created the videos. I shared them. Donald Trump shared them.
And they said you were interfering with 10 Downing Street. That you having, well, we're supposed to interfere. It's our governments, damn it.
Apparently, I caused a breakdown between number 10 and the White House because when Theresa May told Donald Trump, take the retweets down, he told her, I suggest you pay attention to the terrorism that's happening in your capital and leave my Twitter account be. I mean, where does the British government get off telling the leader of the free world how to use his own Twitter account? And then because he wouldn't remove the retweets, Twitter deleted my account permanently because it was the only way to get them off of his timeline. I mean, they're not just censoring the likes of myself and you, Alex. They're censoring the President of the United States. It's incredible.
Jada, let's expand on this. Once they got the pedophile rings, which is all over the British news, for Americans, this Epstein thing is new. But as you know, for 30 years, it's been known that pedophile rings got control. They use it to blackmail people. They control the Catholic Church with it to a great extent. And so once they capitulated to that, then this evil group behind it is capitulated to Islam. And they even fly back ISIS and Al-Qaeda members and let them come back to England and then give them free welfare better than war veterans get. I mean, they are the most coddled, worshipped, protected group. And it just shows what is the evil at the center of England that is taking control of it. I mean, how do you describe this pedophilic globalist thing that's there that sucked the energy out of England to build the empire at its expense and is now merging with Islam?
I mean, it's satanic. There's no other way to rationalize this. No rational person would actively promote the genocide of its own people. I mean, it's just inconceivable. These people are self-serving. They are only concerned with themselves, and many of them are parents. You know, we can't. I have people say to me, "Try and explain, Jada, why the liberal elite are selling us out and their own children into a future which is going to be, bloody unrest and eventually Islamic takeover." And these people are so evil to their core that all they care about is themselves. All they care about is serving themselves. And so this is a slippery slope. You were saying earlier, you know, actually they lose the power then, because once you turn to evil, all is lost. And so that's why I make it one of my, I mean, I am inspired and everything I do, I am powered by God. I'm an extremely faithful person. Without God, I'd be nowhere. And so I lean on my faith at every single turn. And believe you me, I've needed God throughout these last 6 years, because the persecution is absolutely rife. See, once you step away from good and you embrace evil, you're finished. We have to fight against these people.
Well, you're absolutely right, and we've got a few minutes left. You've been hard to get on the show, I guess, because they're always got you in prison or whatever. What are you doing next? How do people help you? Who's the real resistance in the UK? Any other info on Tommy Robinson?
So Tommy's just released another letter to say that he's doing better. He's getting his mail now, and actually this weekend, I'm over in Northern Ireland. We've got a demonstration organised over here for him, and there are a couple taking place across the mainland as well. They'll all be happening at the same time on Saturday. So if anyone who's watching in Northern Ireland, get yourselves over to Belfast and we'll see you there. It's great to hear that he's doing better. In terms of the resistance, I would say that at the moment it's like this situation with the social media removal and censorship and coal has really separated the men from the boys. And I'm talking about myself in that. I'm not a feminist. I'm not going to start screaming that I've just, you know, misgendered myself. But look, I think at this time, the strongest will survive, because you asked about how people can help me and how people can support me. Well, you can stay in touch with me at jadafranson.online, but at the moment I am unable to obtain a payment processor. I've had absolutely every platform shut me down, and this was ordered by the state so that it's impossible for me to live. And so these are the issues that I face. You know, day to day, I didn't get into this course for money. I closed down a very lucrative business to dedicate myself to extremism, being locked up, and poverty. But, you know, if you can't live and you can't put food in your mouth and you can't keep a roof over your head, then you're absolutely screwed. And they're the
Let me explain that. First, they attacked me like 20 years ago saying Jones just wants to make money. So I said, let me show you I can make money and get big. Because I realized I had to be a leader, not just somebody on the air. They wanted to destroy me already. And then when they try to take everything away from you, you realize money is the power to tell the truth. So we don't worship money. We don't sell out to money. But we need a bunch of money to stay in the game and fight those that have sold out for it. First, they try to take it away to make us grovel. Then we don't. Then they try to fully destroy us. So absolutely, people should go and support you on your side. They're trying to take our credit cards away, our banking away. They're trying to destroy us. So Jada Franson, jadafranson.online. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And you're awesome. And we love you to do reporting for us from the UK. If you can get together a camera crew or something, we'd love to try to sponsor you, because I've got doing everything I can. All right, God bless you. We want to thank you so much. We'll be back with hour number four. I'll be hosting part of it. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.